This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Marching, saying hi, hello, I'm here. Me and Harvey
Picar.
Harvey Picar. And we're going like, wait, like, there's enough of this. And we're like holding the signs and stuff, protesting. We're next to a grocery store, so I guess food. I wasn't sure which one
which
of the food.
Food.
I think it was a potato.
Ah.
I don't know if it was one or one kind.
Uh-huh. But you're
so fucking pissed. Yeah. And like, honestly, looking back on, I know it was like for a good reason, but like,
gotta be.
We're also marching really fast. It wasn't like, you know, like a lot of these protests, like they'll like go around really
slowly. They look lazy, and it doesn't, I don't believe that they care as much as they say, because it's like they're just kind of wandering.
Yes, but we are.
Let's get some fucking speed to this bitch.
Screaming through the parking
yeah.
lot.
Kicking up dust, bumping into each other.
Oh, yeah.
If nobody's getting hurt at a protest, I mean, amongst themselves.
Uh-huh.
Then, like, how do I know
yeah.
that you're, what we've been saying on the show, the term we've been using is the real, real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we've been saying a lot on the show. That's like, how do I know
you're
the real,
real? In a lot of different ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Harvey is there. Judah Friedlander.
Ooh, yes.
Is there.
And his hat is like, potato, no.
Uh-huh. And well, he's not wearing the hat because he is doing that character again from American Splendor. And people are like, huh, is this okay? Do we need to reckon with this today of all days while we're running?
Yeah. That seems like something you would want to at least hit a light jog to talk about.
Because
you want your breath.
Right?
Because it's going to be a complex thing to untangle.
That was 2004. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but then again, 2004 was longer ago than you think. Want to feel old?
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide.
Today we're doing an Insider's Guide.
And you're going to love it. We've got a guest. Guest, do you want to say something to the listeners?
Hi.
Ooh, hi. And you know that voice.
Can I comment that? With the protests, you are correct. If that protest isn't in motion, then you're just a target for people to disagree with you.
Absolutely.
But if you are in motion,
if you're flying,
you're a tornado. And
oh, yeah.
What are people afraid of? Tornadoes.
Well, yes. And when people say, you know, that they're willing to cross the picket line,
yes.
if you're, for instance, having a potato strike.
It was actually, now that you said tornadoes, remind me, it was tomatoes. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And this whole time I was going, this can't be potatoes.
Tornado.
Because they're pretty good. But tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Let's get them.
Yeah.
And it's like, sure, yeah, you can cross the picket line. Good luck.
Yeah.
Because we're going to fucking trample you.
You'll get trampled. You'll be bloody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's a very smart point that, like, if you're holding still, then people can talk to you, they can walk past
they
you.
They can ask you, they can challenge you.
Yeah, they can go, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Tomatoes are actually nice.
You're not there to be challenged. It's not a debate.
Mm-mm.
You're there to stir shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the listeners are like,
that's a fun protest, too.
This kind, like, these observations are familiar to me, this brand of observation, and it's Rory.
And it's Rory's here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rory.
Yeah.
Talk about comedy for just a moment. mean to you? Mm-hmm. You do a bit of you do make these sort of observations, huh?
And why now? Humor. Why now?
Why comedy now?
More than ever.
Why now? Why do we need this right now more than ever?
And why you?
Well, when people say laughter is the best medicine, I say thinking is actually the best medicine.
Yes.
I want to be clear that our definitions of comedy maybe exist on the same bookshelf, because I'm not there for laughs.
Nor are we there for
agreement. Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm there for people to say, this guy gets it. This guy's right. This guy has a voice.
Yeah. And people say, I didn't like that.
People say that answer.
People say, not funny. And we say, thank you. Did that on purpose.
Yes.
Yes.
Who go, not funny. I go, good.
Yeah.
That's actually good. Yeah. Now we can start.
Yeah. Wow, I really appreciate you.
If people yell, not funny, I go, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we are literally talking and figuratively
start a conversation. That's what's literally important to me. Hey, we started a conversation.
Yeah.
The conversation happens to be at this point about how my joke isn't funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's the first step on a journey of billion miles.
Now the training wheels are off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My next special is, this is the title. So it's the word comedy, and then E-D-Y is crossed out, and then added to it is communication.
Ah.
And when people say, what style comedy do you do? I say, well, I communicate. And I don't... I'm not so shallow that I would still do comedy. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, no.
How do you pronounce that title? Comedy? No.
X. Uh-huh. Or we're thinking a scratch to make it look like sort of graffiti, like sort of a rogue rebel misbehave.
And surely you're standing there holding the can.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'm at the bottom with the can, but like arms are crossed.
Banksy scarf.
I'm wearing a scarf that says Banksy.
Facing the wall.
Yeah.
Overalls with the flap open so you can see your butt.
And on my back is just a peace sign to be like, hey, I might be doing this, but it's for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Communication.
It's a rat eating a flower. You go, oh.
And people go,
okay.
All right.
I think this guy has something to say.
I'm listening. Mm-hmm. So I have a pitch, and it could be comedy. Keep the E. Cross out the D-Y and say, come talk to me about how my jokes aren't funny. And then let's see where it goes from there.
And then let's see where we land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the first step in a journey of a billion miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I say that to people when they say, what are your shows like? And I go, imagine getting on an airplane and no one tells you where it's going. But when you land, that's where you needed to be.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Like Dallas. And it's
you needed to go like to Dallas. Or it's going home, hopefully.
Or just your house.
Yeah. Am I starting at my house? Where am I getting off?
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
There is no rule that says you don't land back at your house. You could start.
That would be nice, ideally.
And it's a loop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you arrive
back, to watch a movie,
you've changed. And this is the story circle. And this is Joseph Campbell, a hero of a bunch of phases.
Yeah.
Is that you are starting in a place of familiarity.
Yeah.
The goddess comes. I mean, it gives you a little tug job.
Yeah.
Then I'm sorry,
hello,
but that's a lot of stories.
Yeah.
That's a story of creation, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Creating a load.
Yeah.
And following that.
All in one afternoon.
You're changed, and you now return to the place from the beginning, but you have the special knowledge.
Yeah. And then you go, oh, the place I needed to be is where I've always been.
Yeah.
But now you're out.
But I had to get one out. Yeah.
But now it's like just that much less money.
Yeah. No,
but you did get a meal. You got a movie.
But that's motivation, too.
You met, small talk on a plane.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I'll do shit. When people ask me on a flight, what is it that you do? You know, classic small talk. I go, I communicate. But right now, these are noise-canceling headphones, and I'd kind of like to communicate with myself.
And that's important, too, isn't it? So we don't actually have time to talk about this. So we have...
we've gone way over.
Yes.
At least. We did have a little bit of time, and I think you said that.
Yeah.
We do have... our own show to do.
Yeah.
It's not the Rory show.
And I think you did say at the beginning. Like,
You had warned me. You had said.
Yeah, but it's not the Rory show.
Something to keep in mind.
We have our own shit.
Introductions
we have
to do. And
people actually like it.
Yeah.
Engineer Jordan.
Hi.
This is Rory.
That's her new high.
Communicator.
That's Engineer Jordan's new high. We have been workshopping that.
I'm so thrown off. I'm opening things. Sorry.
Chef Kevin. Rory.
Hey.
Hey, Rory, Chef Kevin here.
Hey.
This hey. Engineer Jordan, like engineer Brad and all this, we're like adults, you know?
We're all adults here.
To bro. Do this like, oh, I'm engineer Brad. Like engineer Duffy is your, is, mm-hmm.
that's
is your
fine.
Name.
I'll go with engineer Duffy. I'm happy with that. That's mm-hmm. how, that's, yep.
Engineer Duff McKagan. No.
Engineer Duffy, engineer Morris, engineer Kiefer, engineer don't know. Engineer don't know.
Engineer just not coming to me.
Engineer, we've talked before.
Engineer, please don't tell me. I'm so close. It's something with like a G. Engineer red shirt.
No, I know. So Ryan would be engineer Connor, but we can't do that because inevitably there will be someone with the first name Connor being an engineer probably within the within next week. The,
yes.
So that's not, we can't do that. So it has to be engineer don't know.
Well, and if somebody looks up Connor in the phone book and goes, I'm going to kill every one of these people with the last name Connor, I don't want them coming here.
Right.
I'd rather that he's listed under engineer Ryan still. Yeah.
I actually
if
find
the Terminator's here.
I find names to be sort of a false sense of communication.
Oh shit. And I was so ready to move on from all of your ideas, but this now has me percolating.
And now we're talking.
And now we started talking.
And we are actually riding for real.
And I hate this idea, but I will fucking die for your right to say it on my podcast.
Would you like to make your mic stinky, Rory?
Ah, yes. Sort of, we have been stinking up our mics. That's a new tradition on this show.
You spray the mic and you just make it a little stinky for the show.
You just stinky mic machine, yes. Yep. Gobi Labs. It's sort of a funny cartoon logo on
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And you know I'm stinking my mic.
Ah. Oh, so stinky.
Let me hit it.
Don't do that!
It's what it's for.
No, you don't put it on the mic.
What's it? What else is it for? It says
you take it off.
You take it off?
Yeah, you can't. If you spray it into it, you ruin the microphone.
Okay. And now we've started a conversation.
Now we're talking.
And so this is actually comedy, me doing it wrong.
That's exactly
and because
right.
Because to that I say,
and she's
thank
angry.
You. That thank is you. Exactly I did do this right. on purpose.
And engineer Duffy is angry. So that actually means that we're doing really interesting comedy. Rory.
Yeah.
Did you want to say anything else about the names? You want to move on?
I just wanted to put that out there because I think a lot of people interpret names as some form of communication when really it's false information as to who people truly are.
Yeah. The name game is the entire game that you got played when they gave you a name because it doesn't mean anything.
Because they're all the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's your name. Here's my name. Human being.
Uh-huh. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just a goddamn human being.
But Hugh, the first name, like
Hugh.
H-U-G-H.
Hugh.
Last name, man.
Hugh
man being.
Man being.
Man being.
Hugh, man with two N's. Uh-huh. And then Mr. Bean, Man-Bean. Like Mr. Bean.
Yeah, Hugh Man
Bean. Mr. Bean's name is Hugh Man Bean.
Hugh Man Bean.
Yeah. No, that's
he's all of us. That's
Mr. Like, Bean.
Yes, he's
we
all
of us. We are all Mr. Bean.
We've just all done that.
The classic Hugh Man Bean.
Yeah.
So we have to talk about ABC's show, The Bachelor. Have you seen this program?
The Bachelor?
ABC's
I don't. Bachelor. I don't. I don't.
And you don't need to. You are going to be helping us promote ourselves for this show. You will be, if we are successful, the next Bachelor. So you will have to leave your family.
Yeah.
If this works.
Okay.
We used to do a show about reality shows.
Yeah.
Years ago now. But also, we're not that long ago because we are still pretty young. And people are always like, people didn't really listen to that show.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we don't do it, people will semi-regularly be like, can you guys just do that again, please?
Well, and I got
to
say,
just go back, do that again.
When we started it, we found it very limiting and we thought we have so much more to say to this and so many more ideas. And a few years in, we found that no, we don't. And it's easier actually to talk about something that we saw than something that we thought of.
That's right.
But sometimes you need to go on a long journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've returned to the beginning.
To find
full circle.
That and the, you were actually home all
and
along.
The, yeah, and the goddess has given us a bit of a smack on the keister. And we
okay, hello.
Our
the
home.
Old keister, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
turning into that's a hell good of flight. An afternoon.
Hell of a flight.
Hell yes, yeah. get back, seatbelt signs on. So we are going to talk about on these dates that they go on The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. Often, maybe a group of women, maybe one woman, but often towards the end of it, they'll say, The Bachelor kind of cheeky will do, and you can maybe practice doing this.
And The Bachelor is a boy.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll go, do you guys hear that music? Do you hear that music? Yeah. And then they'll go, oh my God, who is it? And then everyone in unison will go like, Chase Rice. And it'll be a musician who is apparently very famous. I'm maybe watching it with seven or eight people. We don't know them.
From various backgrounds. He isn't dipped into any of those people's lives.
Yes. And seeing that, my friends are very diverse. If you're implying that they're not. You know, people think of Harvard as a monoculture.
I think the fear of that implication is the most communicative.
You said from various backgrounds, but there was a little bit of a...
Like, surely not.
There's a catch implied in your
surely
throat.
Surely not of various surely, backgrounds.
When yes. in fact... Surely when you're watching The Bachelor...
We watch
it's with, a select group of people for you.
Takes all kinds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we... So... We have had this idea where we go, wait a minute, if it's, they're going to attend this thing by someone very famous, and they often also will have a shot of one of them sort of mouthing the words along with the song to imply that the song is so popular and not that they were pulled off camera for a little bit to listen to and memorize a section of it. If it is someone who's very famous but no one has ever heard of, that could actually be us. And what we're picturing now is at the end of a date, the bachelor turns and goes, wait a minute. Do you guys hear that podcast? And the girls go, who is it? And then we all go, Hayes Man and the Clam Dog. And so that is my idea.
Yeah.
And we're kind of pitching ourselves to ABC and Chris Harrison.
Of course.
You'll be the bachelor. You'll walk these women into a live taping of Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
We'll have a guest. Probably we'll try to get like Andy Daly or someone. Mm-hmm. And we'll end up settling for maybe Chef Kevin or maybe like just Mike Mitchell. Like we can't get Weiger and Mitch. So we'll end up with that. They'll watch and be like, oh, and it's a Mitch episode.
Yeah.
And then... At the end of that, we'll turn and we'll go, hey guys, we had a lot of fun doing this live taping. Podcasts are about passion. Rory really wants his future wife to be able to show her passion, not only in her marriage, but on the microphone in someone's living room.
Yeah.
So they'll have to start their own podcast.
Yeah.
Do you like this?
Yeah, I like this a lot. Here's my question.
You have no questions?
Yeah. I have one. I do have a few, but the very first one that comes to mind is, where in the season of competitive dating do you think, like, have we narrowed it down to like 10 women and that's when
it's probably
the big surprise comes?
Probably the date will be like 8 or 9 women. They usually do these early on because I have seen... Amy Schumer, mm-hmm. teach them to do stand-up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have seen some sort of sex monologue person teach them how to tell a story about going to sex town.
Yeah.
I have seen them learn to sing a song and have to write a song together.
Yeah.
Did Chase Rice do that?
That one was not Chase Rice. Mm. Who did that last season? Someone did it.
A musician?
A musician.
Yeah. What I also would like is that, let's say there's 10 women left.
Mm.
What's that? Hey, what's that sound? It's you guys. And then individually, I watch you guys do 10 episodes. And each episode is with a different woman.
This, so we this is maybe the whole season reaction. Is every date is that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we were thinking this would be a group date.
That's good for everyone.
But that's weird. I mean, like, really, it should be you individually.
The show's pretty intimate, and listening to a podcast is usually an intimate experience.
Exactly.
Even a live episode, most of our fans are there by themselves.
Yeah, because I, as the bachelor, who's ultimately deciding which one of these women I am going to spend the rest of my life with, and more than likely make children with, I want to be able to gauge what are they reacting to on an individual level. And to keep it fair, I think each episode that you guys do has to be identical. So that there, it's a fair
that
playing ground
for us.
For
will
each.
Be very easy.
That's helpful. Yeah.
Each bachelorette or each date has the exact same moment to laugh or react to the same.
Wow, and you'll get it authentic.
I think that's fair.
And I can tell you that our performance will be pretty consistent as well.
Yes.
And that it will have just a little something on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little mustard.
We're not showing off.
Right.
You know what
we
I mean?
We have to sustain ourselves.
Right.
When you do this every single week, you have to like leave some
we're saving
for
up.
Next time.
Yeah.
Like a little oil and vinegar on a sandwich. Like you don't do that at home. But you go to the deli,
yes,
you're going to get that.
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it makes a world of difference.
It can, yeah.
Yeah.
The way I do it.
So you're thinking, like, what's my role? And like, how do we do this today?
Yeah.
And the answer is, you help us by recording a sizzle reel that we can use to pitch basically what this experience will look and sound like.
Some stuff about some of the women, the connection you're feeling with them, whether you like or don't like their podcast. And we'll try to give you, you know, we'll maybe come up with some ideas for what their shows would be and what they would be like.
And maybe some noises while you're listening to our podcast, because I know on the show, while they're like listening to the show, The Bachelor will be like, awesome. Or like, so cool.
Yeah.
Or like stuff like that. So like while you're listening to us, like the kind of noises that you would make listening to a live,
and
live podcast.
And like a Chase Rice, I mean, we won't be able, since this is audio, but if it were filmed like Chase Rice, I'm also maybe mouthing some of what you guys are saying in
you're
real time.
No, that's
us.
What I would love. Is
naturally,
that,
like a song, but yet it's in real time and you're just saying it off the top of your head.
Quickly, Kevin, can you actually look up a list of musical guests who've appeared on The Bachelor and read some off
Brett
to us?
Young was last season.
Brett Young. So, you know, because I feel bad we're kind of only talking about Chase Rice. He's getting all this free promotion, but Brett Young isn't getting a piece of the pie here.
Did you enjoy their performances? When you were like, oh, I don't know them, did you go, I should?
Chase rocked my fucking ass off.
That's exactly. Well, that's why he's there.
And he brought me to outer space and back. Brett sort of rocked me to sleep ever so gently.
Which you need
can,
to, but,
which
but you
can
gotta,
also be
you need
its own drug.
Also very soothing.
You can't go to outer space all the time.
No. It's uppers and downers.
Right.
It's uppers and downers. I mean, I manufacture
they took you where
my
you
sleep
needed
and
to
wake
be.
Cycle.
Yeah. They took you where you needed to be.
Yeah. No, I use medication to manufacture my sleep and wake cycle. I've been doing that for a long, long time. And the fact that the music now can help me with that, where when I do wake up and I inject however many milligrams of such and such a dream or
the music is like a boost
but
that you like, add to like a smoothie.
But to wake it up.
Exactly.
To wake up.
It's a smoothie boost.
It really is. It's just water that you have to inject. And you have to be injecting. So please remember to inject water, people. Mm. People are walking around like in their daily lives so dehydrated.
Yes.
Please remember to inject a full glass of water before you go to school.
Thank you, Hayes.
Yeah.
Jordan, loop that.
Okay.
Loop that and play it a dozen times.
Right now.
Because we're primarily an educational show. So, Brett Young was the other one, and was there any other good
Brett
ones,
Young
Hayes?
Is Engineer Morris's Kevin? Stage name. I think we didn't mention that. But
I called Kevin Hayes, by the way.
Robin Thicke, Chicago, Bare Naked Ladies, Train, Vanessa Williams, Soulja Boy.
These are not helpful.
Did you just go back and like each previous season?
I'm actually going to ask that we edit that out. And can you find the ones that are funny to say?
Train's funny.
No, they're a huge band. They're enormous. Brett they're Young and Chase huge. Rice. And he's like, I've got another one, Train. It's like
Led Zeppelin reunion tour.
I mean, I know Dolly Parton did it once, but it's like
Sarah Darling. Who?
Thank you.
Kate, thank you.
Kate Earle.
How many seasons have there been?
Ben Taylor.
Bachelor?
many.
How many seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette combined, or just The Bachelor?
Combined. Are we talking like 30?
Yeah.
Engineer Duffy, didn't you say you had to be
so many lonely people
supervising the cabinet maker outside? You said that you had to, like, you couldn't be in the room with us because you had to be going.
The cabinets had to be made to your exact specifications.
Out in the hallway.
Yeah, I already talked with him.
To supervise the cabinet maker. I don't think that happened during this record, did it?
It's happening right now.
And what are you using these cabinets for?
To store equipment.
Her curiosities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my curiosity is to put my thoughts in
there. That's what I thought.
Jars of thoughts. Thought jars.
They're all empty.
Every night, please, and this will go along with the water tip, think into a jar for 1 hour before you go to sleep.
Yes.
When you wake up, pour the jar back into your ear,
mm-hmm.
and you have all these wonderful ideas
yeah.
that you don't let escape.
You know how people will say money can't buy happiness?
I've heard it.
But people will keep a jar of money?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Given the fact that money
it?
Can't buy happiness, mm-hmm. why can't anything go in that jar? Like you were saying.
No, fill the jar with, yeah.
Or
thoughts, screws.
Intentions. Not yeah. stuff you write down.
No,
open yeah. the jar, think of the intention, close mm-hmm. the jar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And different size screws.
And put holes in the top of the jar, obviously. We're not monsters.
No, mm-hmm. yeah, especially if there's going to be bugs in there, too.
Yeah.
Won't they leak
it should
out,
be
though?
Bugs, and it should be thoughts and intentions. And
different size screws.
Yeah. Affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now. But it has been, we've had a few years
they
in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this add before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to
it was not the only reason that
yes.
For the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason
yes.
That we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, to just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hollywood Handbook.
So let's talk about, I guess, what one of the podcasts might be.
Okay.
And then we'll get all of Rory's reactions to it.
Yeah.
Rinse, repeat. So I guess first off, I'll be one of these women suitors.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My name is Rebecca Q. Rebecca Q, yes, not to be confused with Rebecca J.
Last initial Q, yeah. First name Rebecca.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Yeah, because there's two Rebeccas this season. I'm a porno blogger from Kansas City, Maryland.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
And my podcast is called The Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
So, such a specific podcast.
Uh-huh.
And it never deviates.
No.
From that one movie?
It's all me planning to hopefully see it.
And how you'll see it. And
yeah. Like, it's going, hey, this week I wasn't able to make it. Obviously, yeah. I know last week I promised that I was going to.
Yeah.
Right. But I think next week I am going to see it. And so tune into that episode.
Yeah.
So, and my my guy's name is Julia hyphen Abadale N. My job title is permanently unemployed. And I say what podcast I'm doing.
Yes, come up with a podcast that so that we can, and we give a little sample if you want or whatever, but Rory's got to know, like,
yeah,
he's going to marry this woman and have possibly children, right?
And and just, it is passion, you know.
And it's about your passion.
And someone's passion is so specific, that helps narrow down who I believe them to be.
Well, often they'll have an activity on the show. I know you're not a huge fan of the show and you're jealous. Mm-hmm. And they will be like rappelling into a ravine and they'll go, wow, it's really sort of like how falling in love is, you have to take a dive, but you want to stay under control, but you have to face your fear.
Yeah.
But also there's water at the bottom.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of how we're tying this in to falling in love, which is about passion and it's about talking.
Yes.
So my podcast is I interview comedians.
About how they got started.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
It's when you first realized you were funny.
Yeah, it's called Here's to the Crazy Ones. So we have those.
We maybe need to check that that's not already out there as a podcast.
Yeah. Come on.
Yours as well, Rebecca. Yours as well can also be out there.
Right, yes. No, that's dangerous.
Cover the bases. Do your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to maintain my marriage during the whole...
That's allowed.
No, that's okay. Yeah, good. Because sometimes people have kids and stuff.
Yeah, and I do. And I'm just kind of like, oh, I don't want to lose them merely because I gained a new wife.
I think it will make these women maybe work all the harder.
Mm-hmm. Well, knowing that I'm clearly a guy that's willing to go the distance. I'm not one of these, hey, let's get married and never go the distance. Yeah. I'm like, let's get married and let's go the distance.
Would you be bringing your wife on some of the dates?
I would like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's going to wonder where I'm at.
And uh-huh.
If she has to sort of co-marry... Mm-hmm. It's just as much her choice as it is mine.
It's producers, set that table for three.
It's 2020.
Thank you. It's 2020. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to bring any of your buddies? You want to bring maybe your podcast co-host?
No, I think just me and my wife and sometimes my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That'd be great to kind of have her there.
For her to go see a live Hollywood Handbook taping, I mean, that's pretty cool.
And she's going to be potentially picking a stepmother.
Yeah, some people, do say like kids like growing up in Los Angeles or growing up in this city, like it's like you're like spoiled or jaded or it's not real and you don't get that good childhood experience. But how many kids who live in friggin', you know, Kansas City, Maryland or whatever are going to a live Hollywood Handbook taping when they're as young as your child?
Yes, exactly.
That's irreplaceable, that experience.
Yeah. Well, there are adults who come to L.A., stand in the line to get to be in the crowd at The Price is Right, and they go, I can't believe I got to do this in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, there's equivalent joys you could have achieved before you were even in kindergarten in this town. But you're
totally
honestly, and I say this a lot, people that don't live here, it's because they're too afraid to.
And you don't say it enough.
Yeah, I agree with
you. You don't say it enough.
I agree with
you.
You
say it a lot. You say it maybe too much, but you also don't say it enough.
Yes, exactly.
And so the fact that we're saying it now is both good and bad.
Yeah.
I just want to say, your daughter obviously can't come into the like fantasy suite and stuff because you are going to be like fucking and
there's going to be obvious limits. Like,
you pick three women to fuck, whether it's Rebecca Q or whether it's,
Well, because that also will define who I feel like I could be with forever.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
That attraction, that connection, that passion.
Sex is part of a romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm. After a podcast where you kind of get to know someone,
mm-hmm.
yes.
you then go, well, now let's connect physically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've now connected emotionally and mentally and
yeah.
all those
things. And Marin did that. Marin started that.
You basically say, hey, I've seen what that mouth can do to a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Talking to it.
Yeah.
Why aren't you talking to this?
Yeah. And then what is this when you say that?
Huh?
That's... What are you?
I'm cupping my hands.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
When Marin just nailed Obama after that show, that like got to...
No, that opened that, doors.
The country opened, started to heal.
Yes. And bond. And it opened doors and garage doors
mm-hmm.
for everyone.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I agree with that. Rory and I both agree with what you said. Chef Kevin, you're awfully quiet in there.
Okay. Mine's called Holy in One, and it's a
First, agree with that.
Yeah, it's just for you to agree. You don't get to do anything.
I agree. Good point.
You can say this, but you don't get to do it.
And do say it, and do actually, if you even were a fan of the show, which you've had a front row seat to this entire time, first you say a funny name. Then you get to the fucking podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Pastor Pete, and my show is Holy in One. Oh my God. It's a religious golf show.
Oh, right. Because Rory likes golf, and he has a shirt that just says the word golf on it.
That's right. It's called communication.
I like the color.
I'm communicating even when mm-hmm. I'm not talking.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's fucking me up.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's communication. And that is communication.
That knocked me on my fucking ass.
So your person who is trying to marry the bachelor is named Pastor Pete.
Yes. Do you like that?
Doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't matter what I like.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I guess ultimately the I listeners have to will like
decide.
It.
Yeah,
like it's more about yeah.
And also my Rory. Wife and my child.
Yeah. Your wife and your child, your daughter, yeah. are going to have to like it. You know, there's they get to weigh in.
There's a sure. part of me that thinks that my wife will be more inclined to vote for you.
Yes.
Because she'll be like, well, he's a man, Pastor Pete.
Right.
Right. She would rather be married to a man.
She might She's be like, proven well, if I already. Vote this yeah. way, I get two husbands as mm-hmm. opposed to him getting two wives.
She has a record of marrying men.
And
no, I don't think we're out. We're telling tales out of school. Yeah. I mean,
no, we're not.
We're not putting
And also,
her on blast.
If you're a pastor, yeah. if there's anything I'm to gain in post life mm-hmm. by having become intimate with you, and also I'm not here to lie, I do enjoy golf.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a lot of variables in that.
Yeah, that one is actually probably the most appealing one to you.
I can't
so
sit
far.
Here and say that I'm this huge Harley Quinn fan. I'm willing to find out.
Yeah,
but well, I am
and,
a huge
and neither
porn
is Rebecca
blogger fan.
Yeah, yeah.
So
but, yeah,
yeah.
Pastor Pete actually has a catchphrase. As he gets down low and he goes, "Gotta go past." So
yeah, all right.
That's. He's a big fan of the original Sonic the Hedgehog trailer. Before they fucked up his big teeth.
Before, yeah.
Before they ruined it.
Yeah.
Before the schism in the religious community when the new trailer came out.
Yeah, that divided the country.
Jordan, would you like to be yourself competing for Rory's yeah. love, or would you like to create a character?
I want a character.
Okay, please create a character starting now.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm a personal coach, and my podcast is The Legend of the Hidden Templates.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
2 out of 3.
So close.
Really, very difficult. You set a like much too high a bar.
Personal coach was so funny.
It's your
no
own
way.
Fault.
I can't.
The job title personal coach for a bachelorette contestant
it's
is unbeatable.
The most perfect thing I've ever.
Yes. Yes.
You're welcome.
When okay. When the teacher becomes the student.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a personal coach, but I do need to be here to meet somebody. I don't know how to do it. Oh, all right.
So what should we get first?
Rory doing reactions to listening to our podcast? Should we record some of like what the dates look like? Like, we got to do all this stuff. And how much time do we have? Like 3 minutes?
Jordan.
And now this 15? Is time.
Hasn't been recording any of it.
15 more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What? You okay with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
So which should we begin? What should we get first?
Let's get some reactions of just Rory listening to some of these shows.
Okay, so it's like, well, yeah, first they walk in and they hear us, they see us doing a live podcast.
Okay, let's get that.
So it's like them, Rory reacting to listening to Hayes and Sean.
He knows what he's walking them into, too, and they're freaking out.
No, yes. Yeah.
But don't you think there should be a little bit like, isn't this cool?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But also,
not to give you a read. I'm
but
not
also
you
enjoying
a read.
It. Like,
so I'll take
real
a read.
Time.
I'm very, I'm not no, insulted
you're directable.
By reads.
Yeah.
Someone goes, say it like this. I go, you got it. Whatever gets us out of here. I say it on every set I've ever been on.
Trying to get
they go, we want you to be the character. I go, I don't care who the character is. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care what's on the page or what's not on the page. What should I say and how should I say it?
Yeah.
I'm so ready to move on.
If you
want to
do it,
I'm ready to move on. That's the first take of the day. I'm ready to move on.
Let's roll on rehearsal, guys.
Let's roll. I go, let's roll on rehearsal and then let's cut and then let's move on.
Yeah.
Anytime you work with me, lunches are 3 hours. They have to be 3 hours because they're just, it's not in the schedule.
Yeah. In order for other people to
fully
like,
move on.
Basically keep their insurance.
Yes, exactly.
To, they need to say
we have to still be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so let's just get, I mean, do what you feel and then we'll see if we need anything
Andrew
else.
Duffy, you doing direct this segment?
I could try.
And maybe put some, like, give us, like, a music bed.
Or maybe, like...
Wait, so it's Hollywood, Hamburg?
Yeah, so maybe it's, like, just, like a clip from our, like, an old podcast of ours.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So just, like, pull up an old... And so this helps is... you just while I'm talking, because otherwise there's going to be a long pause. Pull
I
up an
just
old...
I was going to sing the theme song.
No, but just... We pull up an old episode... Of
Jordan has a BA in vocal performance.
Oh,
so.
We haven't. She's mad that we haven't mentioned it.
She wants.
I'm not
to
mad.
Sing. And so when we were like, play a clip of us, she was like, maybe I'll sing.
Yeah,
which is like that could easily be a clip of our show. She's done it before, but just if you were like, that doesn't really track. It doesn't.
And so now I am in the studio with Berbecca. And Julian, what was it?
You're in, I think, basically like a black box theater, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're walking in and you're
they set up a tent, I think.
Yeah.
You've been riding roller coasters on a closed amusement park all day with your sweetie. And now there's a tent set up off to the side and you're walking in and you're going, do you hear that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they've set out more chairs than they would need because they know it's just me and this date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe we get from Rory like a, hey, what did you hear what that podcast is?
Yes.
And then we fade up on the clips of us, and then we hear Rory reacting to No.
Wait, we just said that Rory has to say, do you hear what this good podcast?
Like, what's that funny podcast? Do you hear this?
Yes.
Right. And then it fades up, and not now. And then Rory says, like, what he would say, listening to, like, a funny podcast with,
with his potential sweetie.
Potential sweetheart and his wife.
Yeah, and I'm guiding them into the tent.
Yes.
Because we're just outside the tent.
It should be, like, it could be, like, a big top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Circus. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Wow, that was an incredible roller coaster.
No!
Jordan!
Stop! Turn it off!
When Rory says,
"I
oh, do you hear that good funny podcast?"
Wait,
that's your cue.
Okay, got it.
Like, this is interesting. I wonder what is we're gonna hear and see in here.
I'm hearing
this is also the full sizzle reel. All of this gets sent to them.
We don't have
for this potential.
Have the ability to edit it, and we want them to know. We want to be transparent about this is what you will be dealing with.
Thank you.
On set, yeah.
We've used up our editing for the year. Already.
Earwolf gives us a certain amount.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think if we sell ads for like Lockheed or like Raytheon,
yes.
We get more editing.
Easily.
We're not super comfortable with that right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's something that's been presented to us as an option if we right. want to do more edits.
And those aren't just common purchasable items either. Those are big time.
It's, they military, are actually, it's a big contract for them, I think. Based. Yes. Yeah. No, it's a, yes. If it's, it's for Raytheon and it's specifically yeah. for like death machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
not
people, people are like, oh, Raytheon makes a lot of products, but it's for yeah. like guidance technology missiles. Into school.
You're never you're never going to Raytheon.com and filling up your cart.
That's right. Wow. Click the microphone in the corner on Raytheon.com.
Exactly.
Use code the boys.
Type in code wreckage.
For a 15% discount
mm-hmm.
on a ballistic missile.
On a missile. On a missile. So we can't, if we decide we want to edit this, if we think what we have is that good.
Yeah.
But I think it's, I honestly think this is a bad idea. It's a lost
yes.
cause.
Yes.
We're not getting anything. You haven't been helpful.
I'm not, yes. There's, I'm not here to debate that.
Jordan is, I mean, maybe what's coming into her headphones is Chase Rice or something, because she's definitely not listening to what we're saying, and she is acting like she's in outer space. So we...
To be fair, she's got shelf stuff to deal with.
That's true.
Yeah. That's what I heard. I remember hearing something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's play.
Yep.
Let's do it.
That was an incredible roller coaster, and I can't believe this afternoon has been. Oh wow!
It is 4 a.m.
Do you?
Sorry, it just is 4 a.m.
It's good to be informed of that. Do you hear that? Do you happen to hear that sweet sound of a podcast in the distance?
Hand while you were supposed to be recording the show. If you
just, it sounds like it's coming from right inside this tent.
And it's over.
Should
now.
We step
Should
in
we
and
repeat
see what's going on?
We said for the last
no,
I,
no.
The case. Show the show's over.
Oh wow.
Over but because just, of this.
It gives the impression that oh you're not having a good time. Okay.
Yeah. Just have some back pain, you know.
No, oh, you don't man. Have back
pain. From what?
Let's just take these two.
No, I saw you skateboarding. I saw you skateboarding. You don't have back pain.
We all know that. That's like skateboarders don't have back pain. It's like exercise.
Cody, the idea that skateboarding is
too true. Too true.
Just sitting up.
See, that's awesome.
And being engaged. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Acting like you're listening and you're having
that's
a
good,
good.
Time. Answering okay. questions. Thank you.
We got
thank
it.
Thank you.
Kind of a weird type, like. Now I guess Hanford and Dave Ferguson are there.
Yeah. Who which, we can't get.
No.
Those are
so
not.
They're yeah, in an interesting category where we can't get them and we don't want them.
But they're in your sizzle. They're
yeah.
in your sizzle.
Yeah,
so now they're in it for good.
It does plant the idea, hey, you get guests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
It does, paints a picture.
Mm-hmm. We should maybe be doing our pro version. We should maybe be doing a non-guest episode.
Yeah, that would have made more sense.
Yeah. Also, just because it puts more money in Stitcher's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And then it might make the Bachelor episode like a pro version, technically. Like I think, like exclusive Stitcher premium content.
Right.
If we're doing it on that show, which would be huge, an ABC primetime show. Is only available on Stitcher Premium just because we played a clip of the pro version on there? I mean, that would
yeah,
be huge.
We'd have them over a barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
They would have to give us our first raise ever.
But also, like, think about that pro move of now putting yourself in a position to sue them for using your content that you submitted to them to use.
Sue their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they're like, well, you gave it to us. And you go, I don't see a contract. Now either we're doing the show or we're not.
And I'm hiding it.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Now we're talking.
And now we've started a conversation.
Yes,
exactly.
And although this is the same conversation we had at the very beginning of the podcast.
That's right.
We're now at the end of the podcast and we have changed as a result of having had this conversation twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And think about that. And that's comedy. Mm-hmm. That's my comedy, you know?
Yeah.
My comedy
full circle.
Is, yeah.
Change.
It's change. It's repeat yourself. It's talk. It's talk about how you're talking.
Repetitive growth.
Yes.
Yes.
Doing reps.
Grow again. Grow again the same way.
Doing reps. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I mean, consciousness is a muscle, and I'm in the gym all the time.
If that's not a t-shirt, I don't even know what t-shirts are.
Yes, and neither do I.
And neither do I. Yeah, based on what you said, I'm not sure I do either.
Yes.
I definitely thought I did.
If you had asked me this morning, do you know what a t-shirt is? I would have had a pretty succinct answer.
Yeah, but now.
Now,
shattered.
The whole world has opened up for me.
I'm completely
fractured. Could be anything, and whatever it is, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Do you want to do your podcast?
Yeah. You want to do the same one or should we? I mean, there's probably more women.
I think, you know, we can explore the ones that you came up with. I thought that was a good idea.
The
Rebecca porn blogger,
the Fantabulous Emancipation.
Yeah, or if you have another one, if you have another one, you can do that one and introduce yourself and do a different podcast.
Okay.
We have to do it all, and now we have what, like 25 minutes?
We have 7 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, 7 minutes is kind of a long time,
mm-hmm.
Especially. Yeah. I mean, if you think about. 8 minutes ago, we were told we had 15 minutes, and that feels like it was
25
over
minutes
an hour ago. Yeah. No, that felt really long. All right. So my name is Bizbo. I am, my job is listed as professional shoes.
Yeah.
And my podcast is going to be called Weekend Update with Colin Jokes. Hey, it's me, Bizbo. Please, by the way, I forgot to say this last week. Do go get shoes for feet. These Weekend the News has been just... Mwah. Very respect. The news has been so. And I am just going to, like I do every episode, check in with the trending topics. So, hashtag Timmy Failure now streaming on Disney Plus. Okay. Yikes. Hashtag Catter Day. All right. These cats are ready for the weekend. And I'll just tell you, I'm looking at a cat that is looking at something I can't see. Because I can see his face. And he's looking. Or she. So that's the news. So this was Bizbo. Just if your feet have rock or glass... Please get you.
Do you want to introduce your guest?
My guest.
And I'm the producer.
Thank you. Thank you, producer.
I just mean like he's supposed to be like your guest. Like your
bring dude. The... Yes. Yeah. No, yeah, I yeah. know. No.
Sorry. It just seemed like you were ending the...
No.
Okay.
Bring the news, guest. Fetch me the news.
Well, as maybe people can recognize from my voice, I'm a local meteorologist here in Kansas City, Iowa, and I am happy to be here to talk about either shoes or what I'd like to talk about is some of these trending
yes.
storms that you see kind of right yeah. now coming up the East Coast. We're having a lot of of rain, a lot of highs and lows, a lot of cold fronts.
I have an idea. Meteor, but it's like more meaty.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
Go ahead. What were you saying about the storm?
Well, I was just saying that, you know, when those cold fronts come across the northern part of the country, it shifts a lot of hot air down.
Nothing cold about these fronts.
I'm sure they're cold.
I'm trying to get a husband.
Okay. I am just a local meteorologist.
Mm. Do you want me? Much meatier than that ologist over there.
Yes, no, that's exactly what I was thinking of, but I didn't have the rest.
That kind of thing.
No, but that's exactly the kind of thing I was thinking about doing with it. Yeah. I guess I didn't know like what that ologist means.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't, because I did kind of have that idea.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing it, it's like, it doesn't matter. Because you're just fucking, you're sticking it to some pencil dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're pinning his ass because you just said you're meatier than him.
Yeah.
So, like, doesn't matter what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then you're also building up your guess, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, say your job again.
I'm a meteorologist.
Much meatier.
Ologist. Yeah, I do weather.
Much meatier than you.
Sure. Yeah. Anyways, we're going to see some snow in the East Coast this year, and it's kind of surprising, especially in the Southeast. This time of year, it would kind of be tapering off, but we live in interesting times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. No. You hear about this Catterday shit?
I haven't. No.
Yeah.
Now, Sarah, maybe you see those two hanging out and you're like a little jealous, right? You've seen Bisbo.
Be like, can I steal you for a second?
Yeah.
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 I don't think a personal coach would be jealous, but okay. Can I steal you for a second?
Me or Bisbo?
We kind of were just...
both of you?
Getting... really?
Oh. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. They were just having a two-person conversation. So you can just stay here. You don't have to...
Can I get stolen from my podcast?
No, I want them to come to me.
Okay.
I just have to check with my producer? Like, what happens to my show then?
Well, this is all like... It's not a real show. It's like you're just practicing doing a podcast for...
Felt real as hell.
As a meteorologist, I'm used to it. After I do the weather, I then walk over to the main table.
It's true.
I'm moving around the studio, so this is very common.
Being stolen.
It's basically,
I'm always being stolen to a new segment.
They are stealing you for a minute.
Yes.
It's true. Okay, you want to say something, Sarah?
I think meteors are very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I coach them a lot.
And now we are just leaning on it a little bit too hard. And I was going to say that last time you brought it up, but now I definitely am going to say it. I think we just let... It was so great.
That's what they told me to say.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
And she's pointing at the shelf people. And finally, the shelf has come into play. They're cabinet folks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was pretty sizzly, this reel.
Yeah, this is gonna work.
Did you want to take us out? Maybe you do one with your last minute or so.
My interview person?
A comedian or
yeah. What's up, crazy ones? It's me, Julia Abadale, and we are here interviewing Rory Scovel. Mm-hmm. Rory, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Talk about who is just the, who are your men?
Like idols in
who
comedy?
Who are your men?
Yeah. Like my crew or like just guys like, I look up
just
to?
Just like, not guys, men. Like who are just
we
your
men?
Guys.
We can't say
to
guys.
Me, men, my men that I am inspired by constantly are any professional athletes and any... almost any Republican senator, and then anyone who knows how to grill a steak to a good medium rare. That's that. Without naming specific people, that's men. That's my men, or mechanics of any sort, cars,
like
planes,
these shelf guys.
Absolutely, 1,000%. Yeah, and those are also the people that inspire me in comedy.
And what's one of your jokes?
My wife and I recently had makeup sex. Something I thought only clowns did.
Yes.
Right? Right?
And that.
Right? And that's my catchphrase. I say right.
He had me in the first half, not going to lie. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Right?
Right?
That right. gif.
Right? Right?
No, you're right. You're right. Okay.
Sipping tape.
Yes.
And Kevin, did you want to do just a little bit of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Hey everyone, Pastor Pete here. Gotta go past. Welcome back. Welcome back to Holy in One. Hey, did you guys see the new Sonic trailer? God damn it.
Introduce your guest.
And today my guest is comedian Rory Scovel. You Hello. Might have heard him from the These guys are crazy. These was it
the Here's to the crazy ones.
Here's to the crazy ones. Hey, Rory, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So did you know that golf balls were originally made of wood?
I did know that, yeah.
Do you know what else was made of wood?
The golf clubs.
The cross.
Oh. Yeah.
Bye. Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.